sometimes not often enough, we reflect upon the good things. And those thoughts always center around those we love. And I think about those people who mean so much to me, and for so many years have made me so very happy. And I count the times I have forgotten to say thank you, and just how much I love them. Felice Mancini wrote this poignant poem for her father, the legendary Henry Mancini, for his birthday. Daddy was so touched that he put in a melody to the poem, had the Carpenters record it, and the song has since occupied a place in music history. More than a song, however, it's the essence of the whole poem that somehow leaves an indelible mark in our minds, saying, thank you. Hello, I'm George, and welcome to another episode of Masterclass, where we talk about stuff that matter most in your daily lives. This is brought to you by Cutprint Productions. Now, let's go back to the Carpenters' hit song. When I first heard it several years ago, I was genuinely touched by its simplicity. The lyrics say it all. We forget to say thank you most of the time. Why so? A major reason could be the tendency to take things for granted. We go through our day in a robotic manner that we forget to appreciate the small things. The sunrise and the chirping birds when we wake up. The smell of coffee. Waking up on the right side of the bed. None of these matter so much to us. But when we come to think of it, these are the very same things that give us a great start for the day. How about saying thank you for these? Saying thank you doesn't mean blurting it out loud to the world. Just thinking of thanking makes you feel good. It happens to me several times. A nice thing happens, I smile and say thank you from within. It makes me feel a whole lot better. Try it. You like it. And when you do this as often as you can, you'll develop the great habit of thanking, which in turn keeps you feeling great all the time. In other words, make thanking a habit of yours. A lot of self-help books, blogs, or journals recommend the use of a gratitude journal. It actually makes a lot of sense. Thinking about your gratitude is good and makes you feel good, but writing it down ups the ante a whole lot more. It's like making a commitment, a permanent record of your gratitude. It doesn't necessarily have to be a notebook or journal. I read somewhere that a lady writes her thanks on small pieces of paper and drops them in a jar. At the end of the year, she collects all of them and reads her small notes, giving her a really great end for the old and start for the new year. Start or end your day with this habit. You'll realize that you likewise start and end your day with a huge smile. One of the most heartwarming gestures of gratitude comes from kids. Seeing tiny thank you notes stuck to the fridge, your bag, or on top of your table makes for a feel-good moment. If kids can have that effect on you, imagine how great others would feel if you do the same thing to them. Remember in previous episodes, I talked about the importance of a smile. Smile, and eventually the world will smile with you. Well, same thing goes with saying thank you. It is contagious. Just like a smile, when you say thank you, people will feel good and will tend to do the same thing to others. And that, my dear folks, jumpstarts the gratitude brigade, making this world a little better. We talked about journals, or small notes, or post-its. Why so? Very simple. Handwritten notes mean much more to the recipient than a text or an email. It is more personal. It's so sad the art of handwriting stuff is almost extinct. Don't let it go the way of the dinosaur. Start writing again. It means a lot. It shows you care by taking the time to actually write your thank you. A University of Kent study even shows that the more letters you write, the happier you become, leading to the lowering of depression levels. I reckon a big reason for this is because you are able to process your thoughts and feelings while writing your notes or letters. Seeing them leads to a better appreciation of your feelings of gratitude. Try looking at the bright side of things. Some things are circumstances we just can't control. So why sweat the stuff? How about sweeting the stuff? Looking at whatever it is we experience as part of the learning process. If the experience is great, we learn and savor it. If it's not too great, we still learn and do better next time. Look at these trials or adversities as win-win opportunities for improvement. And say thank you for it. Our minds have been programmed to be negative, to be cynical. When someone says or does something great, we always think, what's he up to? What's in it for him? We're actually guilty of that too. We always ask, what's in it for me? What if we just appreciate whatever it is that comes our way and be genuinely grateful for it? Why complicate things? Shut your brain and open your heart. One of the components of a good attitude is empathy. If we put ourselves in the other person's shoes, we should realize how they feel, or we would realize how they feel. Once we get it, we get a better appreciation of who they are and start being grateful for it. It's a bond that keeps friends together forever. Finally, don't ever hesitate to say thank you. Remember, we don't know what the future will bring to us. If we defer our thank you, we might end up not being able to say it at all. A few years back, during Valentine's Day, the nurse of my dad sent me a message saying my dad was listening to my show. I was on radio then, doing a morning drive show. I told her to keep the radio close to him. And in my next spiel, I said hello to him and said, I love you, Pa. Thank you for being there. A few hours after, he passed away. And it hit me. It was the first time in my life that I said, I love you and thank you to my dad. I never had the opportunity to even say it to him in person. It's not that I wasn't given a chance to say it. It's just that I was too embarrassed to say it for whatever dumb reason. Don't be caught in that situation. Every time you have the opportunity, say thank you. And when you do say thank you, say it with a smile. Say it like you mean it. We hear thank you several times in a day, but more than half of those are just perfunctory gestures. It's just like saying good morning with a frown or scowl. Let's mean when we say it, and say it from our hearts, not only from our mouths. Let's not end up counting the time we've forgotten to say thank you and how much we love them. Let's start living a life of gratitude. Speaking of which, I'd like to thank my producer, Patsy Ferrer, and the amazing people of Cutprint Productions for this wonderful opportunity to share my thoughts with you on a weekly basis. And if you have topics you want me to talk about, feel free to write me an email. Send it to george@cutprintproductions.com. That's george@cutprintproductions.com. I'd be extremely grateful for your suggestions, comments, and requests. Also, please check out my weekly live stream on FB Live and YouTube. It's called Boomer's Banquet, and it's all about memories and nostalgia. One heck of a trek down memory lane. Tell your folks about it. And so, until next week, this has been George on your masterclass. Stay safe and sane, and take good care of yourselves. Thanks for being with me. Good night and God bless. Ad maiorem Dei Gloria.
This show is produced by Cutprint Podcast Network and George Boone. Executive producer, Patsy Ferrer. Writer, George Mercado. Creative director, Christine Alido. Social media manager, Nia Escondo. Sound engineer, MJ Habal. Researcher, Lee Malcolm. To advertise, email us at podcast@cutprintproductions.com or call us at 0918-807-8478. That's 0918-807-8478.